Okay, we are studying tonight from the 17th chapter of John. Mark has already read the first 13 verses, so I'm just going to go through and make some comments. Mark made a comment about the fact that Christ was praying for all of his elect. Very good comment there. He wasn't praying for just his disciples. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come, glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. All of those who have eternal life, it was preceded by the fact that the Father gave them to the Son. I'm going to repeat that. All of those that have been given eternal life was preceded by the fact that the Father gave them to the Son. And this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Eternal life is knowing Jesus Christ and the Father. That is eternal life. That is defined by Jesus Christ. And we can see in the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, the 11th verse, it says, He shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant, that's Jesus, shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Now, going back to the second verse where it says, As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. We see something very interesting in Daniel, the seventh chapter of Daniel. He says, I'll start with verse 13. I saw in the night visions, behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion. This is speaking of Christ, of course. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. Doesn't sound like that's an earthly kingdom. Sounds to me like it's a heavenly kingdom. He says, In verse 4, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. Some people now are still looking for a Messiah, and the Messiah came 2,000 years ago. And the Messiah 2,000 years ago finished the work that his father sent him to do. So they are involved in a fruitless activity looking for a Messiah that's already come. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. That shows the everlasting nature of the Trinity. Jesus Christ has been from everlasting to everlasting. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world, and that does not include just the disciples. God's name has been manifested unto all of his elect that he has been given out of the world. Notice it's out of the world. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. They were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. A reaffirmation of predestination, election. All things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. Anyone who says, Well, I let Jesus into my heart, doesn't understand what true eternal life is. Eternal life doesn't spring from a person's decision. Eternal life springs from the fact that they have been given to Jesus Christ by the Father. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. All of the focus of the elect child of God is on what his Father and his Son has done for them through the Holy Spirit. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. Notice here that Jim Kohler, I see you're back with me. Hopefully you can hear me now. But anyway, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I'm glorified in them. Well, again, this shows predestination, it shows election, it shows eternal decree, it shows foreordination, it shows foreknowledge. Everything is focused upon what the Father did in giving his elect to the Son. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me. Again, he's not speaking of just his disciples here. He is praying for all of his elect who were given to him by the Father from the foundation of the world. And he's praying that they be kept through his word. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name, those thou gavest me. I have kept, and none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And we know he is referring specifically to Judas Iscariot there. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Do you ever wonder why you're hated? Do you ever wonder why people reject you? Do you ever wonder why it seems strange how people lambast you? You know, ever wonder why that is? He says, the world hath hated them because they are not of the world. When you are living a life that is separate from the world and their activities, when you're not on some high post with the federal government, or you're not in some very highfalutin job in the government, when you're not a part of the world system, you're going to be hated by the world system, and they're going to do everything they can to bring you down because you're a perceived threat to them. I pray not that thou shouldst take them out of the world, but thou shouldst keep them from the evil. Christ has prayed that we would be kept from the evil. So there's a warning to all of you people that are trying to come against God's elect. You've got a great battle on your hand, taking on the Lord Jesus Christ. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Have you ever wondered why? Welcome aboard, Ron Myers. Have you ever wondered why the world systems have always hated those who don't go into organized religion? That's why. Why is it that they don't like you? Because you're not part of their social club. You don't go along with their lies of infant baptism, sacramentalism, and everything else associated with it, and ecumenism, and all paths lead to God, and all the other lies. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. In other words, set them apart from all of this evil system. That's why he tells us to come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. I've been told several times in my life that I was so heavenly minded, I was no earthly good. That's a compliment. No, I'm not a part of the World Sports Federation. No, I'm not a part of the American Psychiatric Association. No, I'm not a part of the sick, evil government system. And the least I can be a part of it, the better. Verse 18, as thou hast sent me into the world, even so high have I also sent them into the world. We find ourselves in a fallen world. And there's sometimes we engage the world in conversation. We have to. Sometimes the less we engage in the world system, the better. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. What is the truth? Jesus Christ personified. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Well, that's what he said. We look back in Matthew, the 6th chapter. Matthew 6, verse 13. Here is a prayer, part of the Lord's Prayer. This is the true Lord's Prayer, the 17th chapter of John. This is the model prayer that he taught us to pray in chapter 6 of Matthew. Verse 13, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. People want to talk about an earthly physical kingdom. Christ said, my kingdom is not of this world. He is the kingdom. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. Now we can look over in the 15th chapter of Acts. Acts 15. And of course, the reason they called it Acts was it was the Acts of the Apostles. It was the daily activities that was going on in the New Testament church. And in Acts 15, we see in verse 9, it says, put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. This is talking about the Gentiles, when the Gentiles were brought in. He says, in verse 7, and when there had been much disputing, Peter rose up and said unto them, men and brethren, ye know how that while ago God made choice among us that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, which knoweth the hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as he did unto us, and put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because, you know, all of these lies going on about the Jews being God's chosen people. Okay? There's physical Israel and there's spiritual Israel. Jesus Christ here is talking about, he's talking to his disciples and all those who would believe on them through the disciples' name, and that represents he's speaking to physical, spiritual Israel. He's not speaking to physical Israel. He is not a Jew who is one outwardly, but inwardly, circumcision of the heart. That's what he means when he says that they all may be one. He's talking about Jew and Gentile. from every kindred, every people, and every nation that have been blood-bought and chosen before the foundation of the world. And the glory which thou gavest me, I've given them, that they may be one even as we are one, I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them, and thou hast loved me. God's elect are a small remnant in comparison to the massive population of the earth. A small remnant. How many people did God save in the flood? 8 souls were saved by water. That's what it says. He says, I have a remnant according to the election of grace. He says he has a remnant from every tongue, every people, and every nation. And it also tells in Revelation that it's myriads of people. But in comparison to the world population, it's a small remnant. He says he has a remnant that have not bowed the knee to Baal. And he names 7,000. Verse 24. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me. Notice how he always puts that precluder in there. They have to be given to him by the Father. That's the ones that he's praying for. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. And by the way, in Ephesians, we are told that we were chosen before the foundation of the world, Ephesians 1. And we have been predestinated unto adoption, Ephesians 1, 6. Well, let's go back and look at a passage in Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 4, chapter 4. He says, down around verse 17, he says, verse 16, verse 15. let's just read. Let's just start with 13. But I would not have you be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. No secret rapture. Okay? Another scripture says that all eyes will see him. So he says here in verse 24 that he's praying that they would behold his glory. All of his elect will behold his glory. Verse 25, O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee. There's a lot of people out there that say that eventually all the world is going to come to Christ. No, they are not. No, they are not. Not all the world without exception. Not every man, girl, woman, and boy without exception. Because Jesus Christ said, the world hath not known thee. But I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And these being his elect. Now, I want to remind you that verse 20, because 20 is a very significant verse in this whole chapter, because it shows absolutely that Jesus Christ is praying for all of his elect here, not just the disciples. What does he say in verse 20? Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. We're reading right now the Gospel of John. We believe what John is saying and that Christ is speaking in this book of John. We believe it. Verse 26, and I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Well, that is brings us to the end of this wonderful 17th chapter of John, and I've often stated many times that I remember the first time I read this chapter, and it had such a profound impact on me. I had never been taught election. I'd never been taught predestination. I had never been taught effectual calling. I'd never been taught the substitutionary work of Christ. All I pretty much had been taught my whole life was a doctrine of works, a scorecard. And if you had enough good marks that outweighed the bad marks, you might make it into heaven. That was basically the way I was raised. I was taught the doctrine of free will. That's why I wrote The Lies of Free Will. Man does not have a free will. And if you believe that man has a free will, then you're in agreement with 99% of Christendom, as well as atheists, as well as the Humanist Manifesto, and as well as the socialists and the communists. And the fascists, they all agree on that one point, that man has a free will. Scripture says it's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth. Scripture says that he works all things after the counsel of his own will, Ephesians 1 again. Well, that brings us to a conclusion tonight of the Bible study on John 17. May the good Lord be with you. We will be back. Lord willing, Sunday morning at 10 o'clock Central Time to continue our study of the Bible. And we'll be back again Sunday night at 5 o'clock Central Time. May the good Lord be with you, is my prayer. God bless.